Blog Talk Radio.
Soda Pop Radio. If it ain't popping, it ain't soda pop, 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 pop. Even though it's on the internet, it's still the radio. Shut the hell up and listen.
Soda Pop Radio.
Ladies, leave your man at home. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full grown. And now you fellas, leave your girl with a friend. Cause it's 11:30 and the club is jumping, jumping. We say you got a girl, yeah, sure you got a man. But the party ain't gonna stop, so let's take it high, high. Last week and you stayed at home alone and lonely. Couldn't find your man, he was chilling with his homies. This week and you're going out. If you try to stop you, you're going off.
Thank you.
it's a lyrical season. We just killin', look 'em, top villain, took him, pure linen, me and the new sea, Malibu sea breeze, Dom P, palm trees, cat safe, Pablo, and milked out Diablo, the williest, this be the silliest. The more I smoke, the smaller the silly gets. Room 112, where the players dwell, and stash more cash than Bert Fidel. Inhale, make you feel good like Tony, Tony, Tony. Pick up in your middle like Moni.
Yes.
She don't know me, but she's setting up the finesse.
Yes.
Try to style, sliding off with a homie.
Yes.
S gotta done gotta play up, stay splurging, game so tight they call it version.
Yes. Where
you go?
Turn up.
if I want to. Turn up if I want to. It's my body, I get out if I want to. Wild out if I want to. I do what I want to. If you really know it, you could bring a friend. If you ain't know what I'm on, you ain't getting in. It's my party, I turn up if I want to. Turn up if I want to. Turn up if I want to.
Soda Pop Radio. If it ain't popping, it ain't soda pop, 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 pop. Even though it's on the internet, it's still the radio. Shut the hell up and listen.
Soda Pop Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Monday Night Rockstar, and it's your host, Lil Nana in the building. Yeah. That was just a little music in the beginning, but we're going to get y'all nice and hyped up for this nice little day, and we're going to hit y'all with Miley's Behavior. I know y'all girls like that. So, hope you stay listening and love it because I do.
Do they love it because you do?
Yeah.
Why do God love it because you do?
Because I'm playing the right music.
Because you play the right music? What's going on, Soda Pop Land? This is your co-host, King Sean, a.k.a. Music Do The Most, a.k.a. you know the rest. Rockstar Mondays. Monday Night Rockstar. My co-host, Lil Nene. My host, Lil Nene, is going to get on my butt for saying it wrong.
Yeah.
It is Monday Night Rockstar. Yeah. Brought to you by Little Nene, and she is in the building doing her thing today. But definitely that, you know, it's going to go down every Monday night from 7:30 to 8:30. Brought to you by who?
Little Nene.
Little Nene.
Today is the only day that he is a co-host.
Oh, today's the only day I'm a co-host? You going to kick me off next week?
Oh, no. I'm talking about the rest of the week. You're the host.
Oh.
But I got the spotlight today.
Oh, you got the spotlight today?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. She said she got the spotlight today. And she's really trying to take over. Well, I got to find your music. So, in the meantime, in between time, definitely we're not going to get into that song. I got to find that song. For her, I wasn't prepared. I wasn't prepared in my Kevin Hart voice. I wasn't prepared. So definitely, we're going to go ahead and get into this next song while I'm finding. Oh.
Right there.
Oh, speaking of it. Wow.
MB, my own behavior, people. Get tuned.
Soda Pop Radio. Radio that pops. Rockstar Mondays.
Monday Night Rockstar.
I said that just to see what you're going to say. Miley's Behavior.
Well, if this is right, I got to find it. But if this is right, I got to see her. Travel all across the world.
Thank you.
Hello, people. I know it seems like a short time since I said something to the world, but let me say something one more time before I introduce Minnesota Girls. Well, we're going to play a little good song before that. Yep. And then we're going to keep it going, and we're going to play Minnesota Girls Rockstar. Y'all really going to be feeling into that. You got a kid that was bouncing on the couch, jumping up and down, shaking their head around, all dreads and everything. You gonna, it's gonna be popping tonight.
Shaking dreads, gonna be popping tonight. What is going on with you? You keeping it around here, son?
No, I just have the right words. You see, they flow.
They flow? Oh, is that right? The right words, they flow. Y'all hear that? So the pop world, little thing they talk about, she got the right words that don't flow on Monday Night Rock Stars.
MNRS.
Yeah, see, I said it correctly this time. I ain't getting chewed out for being wrong about her night on Monday Night Rock Stars.
Money Star, what?
Money Star.
I am a Money Star. I'm rich about right now, but Money Star, huh?
I don't know what
you're
talking about.
While we get to the music, people.
So the pop radio, radio, yeah, pop.
She's just a girl and she's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
Minnesota Girls, rock star. Here we go. We're going to get it in. Now, this is a song that got me bumping, so I'm going to see if it works for you guys. Let me tell you, this song is the bomb.
Is it the bomb?
Let me tell you.
How bomb is it?
Well, let's just say it's good enough to run all your kids' energy out.
Run all your kids' energy out?
Yeah, I think this song is like 3 minutes, 45 seconds. Not sure. Just estimated.
Dang, 3 minutes, 45 seconds? You know exactly what it is?
No, just estimated. See how long your kid's going to be shaking his head in circles. I mean, he might be dizzy when he gets done. I know I'll be doing that when I first heard this.
Oh, you did?
Yep, sure did. Actually, I was close. It's 3 minutes and 28 seconds. Well, while we get go ahead and get into Minnesota Girls, Rockstar, baby. News is something that somebody is informing you about.
okay. What you inform me about today?
Well, today's a very special day. But today, entertainment. He's gonna get you laughing. Right answer, wrong spelling. A Connecticut boy says Jeopardy cheated him because of his spelling error. Can you believe that?
What he spelled? He spelled the error, so he put the E backwards instead of four, right? Is that a spelling error?
The E before the what?
The E before the I before the U, or sometimes Y?
Yeah, let's say it as a Frosted Flakes Y. He put the E before the TD.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Anyone can spell a word incorrectly most of the time. There are no major consequences before a 12-year-old Thompson Hurley III of Connecticut. A spelling error cost him a correct answer on the popular TV game show Jeopardy. The expert now says he was cheated. Hurley appeared during the show, Annual Kids Week, which was filmed in February. His episode aired last Wednesday. For the final Jeopardy question, Hurley and his fellow contestants were asked Abraham Lincoln called his document, which took effect in the 1863s, a fit in the necessary war mess. Hurley knew the answer, the Emancipation Proclamation, but when writing it, he added an extra T spelling emancipation. Emancipation. I can't read that. That's that wrong. The show's host, Alex Trebek, told the boy he misspelled it badly and that the judges are ruling against you. Hurley bet $3,000 of his 9,600 in winnings on the answer. He finished in second place, leaving with $2,000. Then here's what he said. I was pretty upset that I was cheated out of the final Jeopardy question, he told the News Times of Danbury, AP reported. It was just a spelling error. Can you believe he got so mad over that?
It was spelling error, but it was $2,000. I know he had it in second place because he put an extra T in it, but he knew the answer, so he lost. $2,000. I would have screamed and wowed out.
Just in case you guys were wondering how he spelled it EMANCIPITATION. That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. How do you spell it then?
You spell it A
word?
Emancipation.
How you spell it?
EMANCIPATION. You see, Hurley, you don't have that extra T right there.
He just lost $2,000.
I know, and he bet $3,000.
Spelling. So that means, while you guys are in school, you rock stars out there, y'all need to really study and
Pay attention
on your spelling, because your spelling could make you lose $2,000.
No, wait, let's do the math. He bet $3,000 of his $9,600 winning. That is a lot of money to bet, Hurley, there. Were you that confident that you were going to win?
So he bet $3,000 of his $9,600 in winning on this answer. He defeated to second place and left with $2,000 when he had $9,600.
Yeah.
Wow. See what happens when you spell things wrong?
Yeah. I guess they added taxes because I think he's supposed to be leaving out with $2,600. But, hey, I don't know. I've never been on a game show. From what I'm hearing, I really do not want to be now. But it's really crazy. Well, why don't we explain the rules of the game and what happened with them? The show's rules state that misspellings are allowed as long as they do not change the pronunciation of the word. The key is that all answers must be phonetically correct. and the extra T in emancipation changed the word fluctuation. All the contestants are informed of the rules before the game begins. And if he had spelled the word correctly, Hurley would not have won. Fellow 12-year-old Skyler Hornback, a 7th grader from Kentucky, finished far ahead and even set the all-time record for kids on Jeopardy with 66,000 in winnings. Hornback's victory was also the 3rd largest one-day total in the game's history.
Ooh, he went home with $66,600. And
see,
also the youngest.
Yeah.
And the 3rd largest victory in total game history.
I know. Now, I think the parents are going to be taking their room and after letting them stay there.
Okay, so go ahead, read that.
Oh, the audience outcry. Since the show aired, viewers have turned to social media to voice their opinions. Thousands of comments have been posted on the show's Facebook page, and many people have tweeted about the decision. Some have expressed sympathy for him, saying that the trade back was too hard on the boy, or declaring that the spelling should not count. Others have defended the show on Elijah Z. Granted posted on Facebook that he appeared on Jeopardy Kids Week when he was younger. I won Kids Jeopardy on the answer, What is Finding Nemo? Granted wrote. Had I written that What is Finding Nemo? He studied N-E-E-M-O. I would still have won. Had I written What is Finding Nemo? N-A-M-O. I would have lost. The rules of Jeopardy are very clear. Hurley's parents say the ruling was a surprise. His mother, Suzanne, said her son was a little stunned by the loss. He felt embarrassed. She told the News Times it was hard to watch. Jeopardy producers stand by their decision. If Jeopardy were to give credit for an incorrect response, however minor, the show would have effectively penalized the other player. We love presenting young people as contestants on our show and make every effort to be fair and consistent in their treatment, the show's producer said in an email to AP.
Ooh, so what do you think about the decision?
Well, it was a minor error, but, hey, mess up a little bit. It could cost you a lot, just like one ruining for all, so. Hey, but good job. At least you knew what the Emancipation Proclamation was. Most people don't know about it. They're too focused about other stuff. Other stuff. So, yeah, we'll leave that there. And why don't we go ahead and get into some more music, because it's 8:20, and I told myself I'd be done with news. it's Monday Night Rockstar, and I hope you love me, because I am. So, as a matter of fact, the Minnesota girls explained rock stars perfectly, I thought. So if you have different opinions, why don't you just give us a call at 714-242-6167. Again, that number is 714-242-6167. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there is well said. Hurley has lost the Jeopardy game, and I feel so bad. Well, it's all music. Tupac changes.
Back, that's what way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is.
compared to my baby, and nobody came between us or could ever come above. She had me going crazy, oh, I was starstruck. She woke me up daily, don't need no Starbucks. She made my heart pound and skip a beat when I see her in the street and at school on the playground. But I really wanna see her on the weekend. She knows she got me dazing, cause she was so amazing. And now my heart is breaking, but I just keep on saying,
I'm
Soda Pop Radio. If it ain't popping, it ain't soda pop, 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 pop. Even though it's on the internet, it's still the radio. Shut the hell up and listen.
Soda Pop Radio.
Radio that pops. Yep, you know what it is. It's the regular. We are going to play a little bit of my favorite singer. So far, I love her music. We're going to play Mary J. Blige's Mr. Wrong featuring Drake. Some of y'all kids like it, some of y'all kids might not. So, but if you don't, why don't you just change the radio station for this song or plug your ears? Because the next song coming on, you're going to love it. Trust me. Well, people, it's going to get popular for these last week. So, y'all heard that little crying. That's introducing my little baby sister, Kiara. She said, we got to make her body, but she just untasted at all. So, y'all look. You call it, you can say, hey, Kiara, my old dad, but, yeah, while we get back into the music, people, Mary J. Blige, Mr. Well, featuring Drake, here we go.
Hey, John. Don't it seem like... Like I'm always there when it matters, but missing most of the other time, a terrible pattern. The rewards I see from working have made me an addict. There's way more people that want it than people that have it. I don't get it, I would hate to think I tricked them. They fall victim to my system, guess I sure know how to pick them. And I'm always to regret, yeah, I'm always to regret. And I always make it harder on whoever's coming next. It goes up and down, it's just up and down. She's crying now, but she'll laugh again. Cause we on the rise, and she here with us. And expensive shit just keeps happening, and she loves it. And she stares at me like, who does this? And we hold hands while I pray that she's not the type to hold grudges. I'm wrong.
Bad boys ain't no good. Ain't no fun. Lord knows that I should run off with the right one.
Get along so good.
So good.
Even though it breaks my heart so bad.
So
Okay. Soda Pop Radio, people. Here we go. We always go ahead and get into shout outs. It's 8:43. Shout out time. Y'all ready to go? Well, first of all, I got to give a shout out to my dad for making this all happen, and giving me my own day. This is a chance of a lifetime. Most kids don't get to be on a radio show. I mean, only for interviews. Speaking of interviews, I don't know. Maybe next week we might have a special person in. I don't know. Well, let's just say expect the unexpected. Yeah. Shout out. Well, let me give a, like I said, shout out to my dad, my program coordinators, all the wonderful people in the studio. They just inspire me and everything. Shout out to my little baby sister. She made it here healthy. God knows a lot of things that could have happened. Shout out to my mom, Keisha, the greatest. You guys know her. Yes, I love her. Love the whole family. Just shout out to the whole Soda Pop crew. The ones probably can't even hear me right now. Just shout out to them. You know, Boothay, Miss Nicole, all the good people. So, okay. Well, yeah. And also, like I said, I'm going to be hitting up the studio. I think I'm going to record my first song, y'all. Please, congratulations. Thanks. Round of applause. And the winner goes to drum roll, please. Ashme. Well, thank you, people. Thank you. And we're going to, yep, I'm going to have a meeting with my lyric coordinator, Uncle Flash. Yeah. I'm going to have a meeting with him next Monday. We're going to be setting it up. Hopefully, I will record my first song, get it on YouTube. Then I'll be able to show the radio. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Well, let's just say, Soda Pop Radio has been through some days. We overcome every adversity, every rock in the road, and this is our anniversary. Haven't we been on air longer than a month?
Longer than a month. We've been on air for 6 months now.
What? So we make 6 celebrations? Every month we're supposed to have an anniversary.
Oh, this week?
Yeah. You ain't know. I just explained. Yep. So, well, after this song, we're going to get you into a song that's going to get you hopping. Yep. Well, love. Some of y'all know it, some of y'all don't. But for the ones who do, here you go. Destiny Child, Soldier, 5 minutes and 4 seconds.
Hey, from where you got it, I'm the hottest around. They'll know it when they see you rolling them polos around it. With the top down, feeling the sound quaking and vibrating your thighs, riding harder than guys with the chrome wheels at the bottom, white leather inside. When them lanes be spitting at you, tell them don't even try to shoot it with Shell and kick it with Kelly or Holly B. You gotta be G's, you way out of your league.
We like them boys that be in them like leaning, open them out, they grill, gleaming. Can you paint, keep that whip clean?
I'm better be street, feel a fear to me. I need country girl, the kind of girl they like.
To the right, to the front, to the front.
Soda Pop Radio. If it ain't popping, it ain't soda pop, 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 pop. Even though it's on the internet, it's still the radio. Shut the hell up and listen.
Soda Pop Radio.
Soda Pop Radio, people. 1 minute till we end, so why don't we go out with a little song? Well, I really got nothing on here for anybody else. Well, I'm still on here. Hey, how about I play Aaliyah? Oh, that's, I don't know who that is. Well, I don't know who that song is. Well, okay, so we'll keep on going. We'll keep it jumping for you. So people, please tell me, I need to know, how do you feel about that Jeffrey incident? It just still shocks me. I just can't know what you guys are thinking right now. But you have to tell me, and I'm really interested in your opinion.
You're interested in their opinion?
Yep. Well, this might be the last show of the day, people, because I just talked for one whole minute. Huh? So, we are going to get into some DJ Jamie Foxx or something. I don't know. Or maybe Justin Timberlake. I really don't know right now. All right.
I know he sees you looking at you, and I know he knows you looking at me.
Soda Pop Radio. If it ain't popping, it ain't soda pop, 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 pop. Even though it's on the internet, it's still the radio. Shut the hell up and listen.
Soda Pop Radio.